pralaya payodi jale dvitavanasti vedam vehitavahitra charitram hakedam pralaya. Keshava Dvita Mihina Sharira Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshava. Shittiri bhavipulatare tishtati tava prishte Dharani dharana kina chakra gariste Shittiri bhavipulatare Keshava Dvita Kurma Sharira Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshava. Vasati dashana shikare dharani tava lagna Shashini kalanka kevana nimagna Vasati Keshava Dvita Shukara Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshava. Tavakara kamala varena kama dutta shringam Dalita hiranyakashipu tanu bringam Keshava dvita narahari rupa jai jagadisha hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Tavakara Kamala Chalayasi vikramane balim abdhuta vahamana Paranaka Nirajani Tajana Pahavana Chalayasi Vikramanene Vamana Paranaka Niranita Tajana Pahavana Keshavadrita Vamana Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshava Shatriya Rudira Maya Jagada Pagataha Pahapam Snapayasi Payasi Samita Bhavataha Pam Keshava Drita Vrigupati Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Kshatriya Vitarasi Dikshurane Dikpati Kamyaniyam Dashamukamoli Bahalim Rananiyam Keshavadrita Rahamasharira Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Vitarasi Dikshurane Dikpati Vahasi vipuchi vishade vasanam jaldabham Halahata biti milita jamunabham Keshavadrita haladara rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Vahasi Nindayasi yagya vidiraha shruti jahatam Sadaya hridaya dashita pashugahatam Keshavadrita buddha sharira Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Nindasi Vachanivahanidanekalasikaravahalam Duma ketamiva kimapi kalahala Keshavadrita sahirarupa Jai Jagadishahare Jai Jagadishahare Jai Jagadishahare Mlecha Kaun ki sarira Shri Jaya Dev Kaveri Dham Uditam Udharam Shrinu Sukadam Shubadam Bhavasaharam Keshavadrita Dasavida Rupa Jai Jagadishahare Jai Jagadishahare Jai Jagadishahare Keshavadrita Dasavida Rupa Keshavadrita Dasavida Rupa Jai Jagadishahare Jai Jagadishahare Jai Jagadishahare Keshavadrita Dasavida Rupa Jai Jagadishahare Jai Jagadishahare Jaya Matsya Avatar, Matsya Avatar, Matsya Avatar, Jaya Matsya Avatar. Jaya Matsya Avatar, Matsya Avatar, Matsya Avatar, Jaya Matsya Avatar. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Go Premanande, Hari Hari Bol. Shrida Savatar Stotra Ki Jai. Jai Dev Goswami ki jai, Granth Rashmat Bhagavatam ki jai, Itai Gaur Premanande. Is there any way to get a little more sound or Torah awaz?
No, I have to be. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityaham. Naram Chaiva Narottama Devim Saraswatim Vyasa Tato Jayamudirayet Nasta Preshu Padreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18, Text Number 27. Please repeat after me.
Yam Loka Palaha Kila Matsara Dvara Yam Loka Pala Kila Matsara Dvara Hitva Yatanto Api Pritak Sametya Cha Hitva Yatanto Api Pritak Sametya Cha Bhatum na shekor dvi padash chatush padaha Bhatum na shekor dvi padash chatush pada Sarishripam stanu yad atra Drishyate Sarish Pramstanu Yadatra Drishyate Yam Lokapala Kila Matsara Jvara Hitvaya Tantopi Prataksamecha Cha Antum na shekor dvi padas chatus pada Sarish pritam stanu yadatra drishyate Yam lokapala kila matsara jvara Hitvaya tantopi pritaksamecha cha Bhantum na shekor dvi padas chatush pada Sarish pamstanu yad atraha drishyate
Please chant.
Yam Lokapala Kila Matsara Tvara Hitvaya Tantopi Pritaksamecha Cha Antum Na Shekor Dvi Padas Chatus Pada Sarish Pangam Stanu Yadatra Drishyate Yam Lokapala Kila Matsara Dvara Hitvaya Tantopi Prataksamecha Cha Hatum Na Shekor Dvi Padas Chatus Pada Sarish Pritam Stanu Yadatra Drishyate Yam Lokapala Kila Matsara Tvara Hitvaya
Sarishpitam stanu yadatva drishyate.
Matajis.
Yam hum you lokapalaha, the great leaders of the universe, beginning with Lord Brahma, kila what to speak of others, matsara dwaraha, who are suffering from the fever of envy, hitva, leaving aside, yatantaha, endeavoring, api, although, pritak, separately, sametya, combined, cha, also, patum, to protect, na, not, shekuhu, able, dvipadaha, two-legged, chatupadaha, four-legged, sarishpristam, reptiles, stanu, not moving, yat, whatever, atra, within this material world, drishyate, is visible. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. My Lord, from the great leaders of the universe, such as Lord Brahma and other demigods, down to the political leaders of this world, all are envious of your authority. Without your help, however, they could neither separately nor concertedly maintain the innumerable living entities within the universe. You are actually the only maintainer of all human beings, of animals like cows, asses, and of plants, reptiles, birds, mountains, and whatever else is visible within this material world. Purport. It is fashionable for materialistic persons to compete with the power of God. When so-called scientists try to manufacture living entities in their laboratories, their only purpose is to defy the talent and ability of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is called illusion. It exists even in the higher planetary systems, where great demigods like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and others reside. In this world, everyone is puffed up with false prestige, despite the failure of all of his endeavors. When so-called philanthropists who supposedly want to help the poor are approached by members of the Krishna consciousness movement, they say, "You are simply wasting your time while I am feeding masses of starving people." Unfortunately, their meager efforts, either singling or together, do not solve anyone's problems. Sometimes so-called swamis are very eager to feed poor people, thinking them to be Daridra Narayan, the Lord's incarnations as beggars. They prefer to serve the manufactured Daridra Narayan than the original Supreme Narayan. They say, "Don't encourage service to Lord Narayan. It is better to serve the starving people of the world." Unfortunately, such materialists, either singly or combined in the form of the United Nations, cannot fulfill their plans. The truth is that the many millions of human beings, animals, birds, and trees, indeed all living entities, are maintained solely by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Eko Bahunam Yo Vidadati Kaman. One person, the Supreme Lord, is supplying the necessities of life for all other living entities. To challenge the authority of Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the business of asuras, demons. Yet sometimes asuras or devotees are also bewildered by the illusory energy and falsely claim to be the maintainer of the entire universe. Such incidents are described in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Shukadeva Goswami tells how Lord Brahma and King Indra became puffed up and were eventually chastised by Krishna. Yam lokapala kila matsara jvara hitva jatanto pi patagsamechacha patum nashe kordvi patashchatuspada sarish pishtam stanum yadatra drishyate. Om Jnana Chamandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarane Vanshakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Guru Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurun Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishvaram. Hare Krishna. So it is my good fortune to be here in Sri Sri Radharas Bihariji Mandir, Srila Prabhupada's office. And I take blessings of all senior Vaishnavas that I can speak, and even junior Vaishnavas that I can speak for my own purification. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Kripaya aap sab asirwad dijiye. Hare Krishna. So, in today's verse, we're hearing how the Lord is the maintainer. Eko bahunam yo vedadati kaman. There's one person that's maintaining all the other people. But despite this fact that the Lord is maintaining everyone, due to the fact that we are envious, we're suffering envy of the Lord, we are not prepared to recognize the Lord's authority and the fact that He's maintaining all of us and everything. And we are ungrateful. And being ungrateful is a terrible sin. And due to this ingratitude, due to this enviousness, we cannot surrender to the Supreme Lord. And that is our misfortune. So only when we can overcome our envious nature of the Supreme Lord can we become fit to go back home, back to Godhead. And we can overcome this envious nature by understanding this literature of Srimad Bhagavatam, by hearing from the great souls, and by purifying our hearts through the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Lord is maintaining everything and everyone, but we think that we need to do some maintenance. The cowherd boys, when Krishna was lifting Govardhan Hill, they were thinking Krishna cannot hold it up by himself.
So they were taking their sticks and saying, "We will help you, Krishna. We will hold up the hill." But actually, Krishna is maintaining everything. Just a little review. This chapter is entitled "The Prayers Offered by the Residents of Jambudweep." Different sections of this chapter: Bardashvara rules Bardashvarsh, and he worships Lord Hayashirsha. Prahlad Maharaj rules Harivarsh and worships. Who does Prahlad Maharaj worship? Lord Nrsimhadev. Lakshmi Devi worships Lord Kamadev in Ketumala Varsh. And in this section which we're coming to today, Vaivaswatu Manu worships Lord Matsya in Ramyaka Varsh. So in the previous verses, starting from verse number 25, this section starts. Today we're reading 27. So 25 states that in Ramyak Varsh, Vaivaswata Manu rules, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as Lord Matsya. Haribo, Matsya Avatar Ki Jai. At the end of the last era, in the Chakshusha Manvatar, Vaivaswata Manu now worships Lord Matsya in pure devotional service and chants the following mantra. So yesterday we heard the mantra that Vaivaswata Manu chants to glorify Matsya Avatar and pray to Matsya Avatar. And that mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Mukhaya Tamaya Namaha Satvaya Pranayajuse Satsya Balaya Maha Matsyaya Nama Iti. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is pure transcendence. He is the origin of all life, bodily strength, bodily mental power, and sensory ability. Known as Matsya Avatar, the gigantic fish incarnation. He appears first among all the incarnations. Again, I offer my obeisances unto you. Actually, that was day before yesterday. Yesterday we heard his prayer. My dear Lord, just as a puppeteer controls his dancing dolls. You have some dolls, and there's a puppeteer controlling the dolls. And the husband controls his wife. Actually, I'm from the West. It's not always like that. Sometimes it's the other way around. It's Western culture. Gandhi was asked, "What do you think of Western culture?" And he said, "It's a good idea." Your lordship controls all the living entities in the universe, such as brahmanas, kshatriyas, vaishyas, and shudras. Although you are in everyone's heart as a supreme witness and commander, and are outside everyone as well, you are inside and you are also outside. Bahir Nisingho, Hridaye Nisingho. You're inside and you're outside both. The so-called leaders of societies, communities, and countries, they cannot realize you. Only those who hear the Vedic mantras can appreciate you. So therefore, what is required to appreciate the Lord? To hear. Hear what? The Vedic mantras. What's the most important Vedic mantra to hear? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Therefore, very important to hear this Vedic mantra and give others also the opportunity to hear this Vedic mantra. So this brings us to today's verse. Yam Lokapala Kila Matsara Jwara. So Lokapalaha, the great leaders of the universe, beginning with Lord Brahma. Kila, what to speak of others? Matsara Jwaraha. Matsara, envy, Jwaraha. Great fire, a great fever is burning. The fever of envy. Vaigunya Kita Kalitaha Paishunya Vrana Piditaha. Dainyarnave Nimagnoham
Chaitanya Vaidyam Ashraye. Krishna Das Kaviraj and Chaitanya Charitamrita. He prays, "Oh my Lord, Vaigunya Kita Kalitaha. I'm being bitten by the germs, the worms, the Kita of material energy. Paishunya Vrana Pidataha. I'm Vrana, I'm burning from the boils of envy. Dainyar Navegna Magnoham, taking shelter in an ocean of humility. Chaitanya Vaidyam Ashraye. I take shelter of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Physician." And Lord Chaitanya has explained how to take shelter in Kali Yuga. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, the loud chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hitvaya tantopi pritaksamechacha. Leaving aside, endeavoring, although separately or combined, that the Lord, patum nashekodri pataschatuspada, that the Lord is maintaining everyone. Dvipata, chatuspata, the two-legged animals, the four-legged animals, sarish pritam stanu, the snakes, the reptiles, and stanum, the mountains, unmoving living entities. The Lord is maintaining everyone. Yad atra drishyate, whatever is drishyate, whatever is visible, or even invisible in this material world, it's all maintained by the Lord. Everything that's moving, everything that's non-moving, is maintained by the Supreme Lord. What's that first verse of Ishopanishad? Ishavasyam idam sarvam yatkincha jagacham jagat chena chakchena bunjita magridhatasya svidhanam. Everything in this world, Ishavasyam, is owned and controlled. He's the Ishwar. Everything that's jagat, jagat, jam, jagat, everything that's moving, everything that's non-moving, everything is controlled and maintained by the Supreme Lord. But we cannot recognize this because we are envious. So, in Srila Prabhupada's purport today, he makes many beautiful points. He speaks about the envious nature of the living entity. And he mentions specifically the scientists. He says the scientists are envious of the Lord. They say, "We can create life in the laboratory. We can create life from chemicals." But does life come from chemicals? No. Life comes from life. But the scientists, they say, "We have not created life from chemicals yet, but we are on the verge of a great exploration and a great find. We are going to create life. We are going to do it very soon. We have not done it yet, but we will do it soon. Soon we will do it." And we say, "When you will do it?" And they say, "Soon, soon we will do it." And we say, "You have not done it now, and you have not done it, you will not do it in the future also. You are just giving us a post-dated check. I am a pauper, I am a brahmachari, I have practically no funds, I'm in poverty, but if I'm walking on Juhu Beach, and I see a beautiful big bungalow, and I go to the gentleman of the bungalow, I say, 'Sell me the bungalow. I want to build a Krishna temple here.' And he says, 'All right, it will cost you 50 crores for this bungalow.' And I say, 'Yes, yes, here is a check. I will give you a check. I don't have the money in my account now, but next month I will have it.' So I will date it instead of April 2013, I will date it May 2013. 50 crore check. Please, sir, give it. Hand over your keys to your bungalow. Will he do it? Probably not. Huh? Purity is a force. I don't have so much force. But probably he won't hand it over. Because it's a post-dated check. There's no money. So the scientists are saying, we have not created life from chemicals now, but we will do it soon. It is just a post-dated check. They have no money in their account now, and they will have no money in their account in the future. They are only envious of the Supreme Lord, because the Lord is creating everything. Another category of people Prabhupada mentions in the purport today that are envious of the Lord are philanthropists. They're saying, Prabhupada gives a nice quote in the purport. Let's see if I can bring it up. The philanthropists, they say, quote, they're talking to devotees. This is the philanthropists. They say, you are simply wasting your time while I am feeding vast masses of starving people. Prabhupada says, unfortunately, their meager efforts, either singly or together, do not solve anyone's problems. They say they are feeding masses of people, but what is the use? You can feed a person today, but tomorrow again he will be hungry. And not only that, not only he'll be hungry, but he will suffer from disease. Can they stop disease? No. Can they stop old age? No. Can they stop death? No. So what is the use of their feeding so many people? Again, they have to take birth. Again, suffer janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. What is the use? Prabhupada gives the example of a boil. Have you ever had a boil filled with pus? Very, very painful. I remember some years ago I was suffering from boils here. Rajahari Prabhu gave me shelter here so I could take a medical treatment to get rid of these boils. And this boil was in the worst place. I will not give further description in this August assembly. The boil was in the worst place. It was burning. It was so painful. Now if I went to the doctor and the doctor said, I will cure your boil. And the doctor would just blow on the boil. Oh, so cool. So nice. Thank you, doctor. But then, 2 seconds later, burning! Again, the boil, so painful. So is blowing on the boil really a solution to the problem? No. It's only a small, temporary, stopgap solution. So similarly, these envious materialists, they're philanthropists. They say, we are feeding masses of starving people and you are wasting your time. But they are only blowing on the boil. And then, again, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, birth, death, disease, and old age. They are not stopping the problem. The only solution to this problem is Krishna consciousness, and that is distributed through the Yuga Dharma, the loud chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So these asuras, they're bewildered by the material nature. They're bewildered by Maya. They're bewildered and they think that they're maintaining, they're going to protect the people. But actually only Krishna is a maintainer. Only Krishna is a maintainer. Only Krishna is the Ishwara. He's the controller. But not only the asuras are bewildered. Sometimes devotees are also bewildered. Srila Prabhupada gives
in the purport today the example of Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma was seeing Krishna playing with his cowherd friends. And all the demigods were speaking that, oh, this Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Brahma said, let me test him. So Lord Brahma, while the boys were having lunch, Lord Brahma stole all the cowherd boys and put them in a cave. And Krishna was just walking around with some yogurt and some fruit in his hand, looking for the cowherd boys. And then Krishna, using his potency, he expanded himself into the forms of the cowherd boys. And when the cowherd boys went home, their mother and father, they didn't recognize them. They thought they were the same boys, their same beloved children. And then they actually loved their children more than before, because their children were now Krishna. And Krishna is the most lovable person. And Lord Brahma came back after 1 year to see what happened. And he saw so many cowherd boys. And he was bewildered. What happened? He went to the cave. Still the boys were there. He came back, and then Krishna expanded into all the boys into four-handed Vishnu forms. Shri Krishna Bhagavan Ki. And the Lord Brahma was really bewildered. And then Lord Brahma recognized Krishna's supremacy, that yes, Krishna is maintaining. And Lord Brahma offered beautiful prayers. Prabhupada also gives the example of Indra. Indra was accustomed to being offered a sacrifice every year by the Brajabasis. But this year, Lord Krishna told his father, Nanda Maharaj, oh my dear father, why are we offering this sacrifice to Indra? The rains will come, we just have to do our duty and the rains will come. Let us offer our sacrifice to Govardhan Hill. Nanda Maharaj, loving Krishna so much, he agreed. And the sacrifice was offered to Govardhan. And Indra became angry like fire. And he called for the Samvartaka clouds, the clouds of devastation. Samvartaka clouds! And the clouds appeared and began to thunder. And the rain began to fall. And it was so much rain. It was pillars of rain. And soon Vrindavan became inundated. There was a flood. And all the cows and cowherd men and cowherd boys and cowherd ladies, they're in great distress. They're crying out for help. Krishna! Krishna! Save us! Save us! Krishna! All the residents of Vrindavan were calling out to Krishna for help. And Krishna came. And Krishna lifted up Govardhan Hill on his little finger of his left hand, just like a little child lifts a frog's umbrella. Shri Krishna Bhagavan Ki Jai. And Krishna held up the hill for 7 days and seven nights. And all the Vrajabasis were so happy to be together with Krishna under the hill. But Indra was angry and he was throwing thunderbolts. But the hill was not feeling any distress. Actually, the hill was feeling happy, like someone was scratching him. He was feeling very nice, like someone is throwing flower petals on him. He was feeling so good because Krishna's hand was supporting him. He had the mercy of Krishna. Shri Krishna Bhagavan Ki Jai. then after all of his endeavor, Indra realized he was defeated. Then he stopped the rain, and Krishna, all the residents of Vrindavan went back outside in the dry Vrindavan, and Krishna gently put down Govardhan Hill. Shri Krishna Bhagavan Ki Jai. And then Indra offered beautiful prayers. He was so humbled by the experience. So we see in today's verse how Satyavrat, King Satyavrat, is Vaivashvata Manu, is offering beautiful prayers to Matsya Avatar. That Matsya Avatar, the Lord, is a maintainer of everything in this world. He's maintaining all the people, he's maintaining the animals, four-legged animals, two-legged animals, he's maintaining the plants, he's maintaining the trees, he's maintaining the reptiles, he's maintaining the unmoving living entities. But still, we're so envious that we cannot recognize the Lord is maintaining everything. Both the demons, they cannot recognize, they're overcome by Maya. And also the devotees are sometimes overcome by Maya and cannot recognize the Lord's potencies. Both the demons and the devotees are occasionally overcome by envy. And only by overcoming this envy can we become pure in heart, kirtaniya sadahari, constantly remember the Lord, and constantly chant His holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Do we have time to take a question? We can take, I think, one question. Thank you very much. Does anyone have any question or comment? Hare Krishna Prabhu.
In case one devotee is diagnosed with kidney failure, then should he depend entirely on Krishna, or should he resort to various treatment available from the mundane world?
If a devotee is diagnosed with a deadly disease like liver failure, should he just depend completely on Krishna, or should he take advantage of the medical sciences available? Thank you for your nice question. Everything in this world is created and owned by the Lord. Ishavasya idam sarvam yat kincha jagatam jagat chena chakchena bunjita magritha tasyasvid dhanam. So the Ayurvedic medicine is there, the allopathic medicine is there, the homeopathic medicine is there, the prayers of devotees are there. These are all different means by which one can become healthy physically. And actually, who does the body belong to? Does it belong to us, or does it belong to Krishna? The body belongs to Krishna. So by protecting the body, whose property are we protecting? We're protecting Krishna's property. So it is very important to take care of the body. If a wallet is lying in the street, we find it, we have three options. Number one, take the money, put it in the pocket and run. Number two, just leave the wallet lying there. Whoever lost it, they will come back and pick it up. Or option number three, we can open the wallet, find the identification, the address, and return that wallet to the rightful owner. So our body belongs to Krishna. Medical science belongs to Krishna. Just use it in the service of Krishna, and you're using medical science for its rightful purpose. So yes, for the service of Krishna, one can approach medical science. Whatever is most appropriate, whether it's allopathy homeopathy or Ayurveda, whatever medicine will work. But the best medicine is the prayers of the devotees. Recently, Parampuja Jaipataka Swami Maharaj was here in Radharas Bihari Mandir a few years back. And Maharaj had a stroke at night. He was crying out, "Help me, help me, help me." Devotees brought him to the hospital. Devotees here gave so much support and love, provided all the medical treatment. And devotees all over the world were praying to Krishna, "Please save Maharaj." Doctors said 99% chance he will not live. And if he lives, he will be a vegetable. But due to the devotees' prayers and medical science, Jaipataka Maharaj is now today preaching all over the world. Jaipataka Swami Maharaj ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Modern medical science ki jai. Prayers of the devotees ki jai. Does that answer your question, Prabhu? Thank you very much. I think we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Itai go premanande. Hari Hari Bol.